translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of these possessions, with one step, I have occupied Bhurlok, and with my body, I have occupied the entire sky and all directions. And in your presence, with my second step, I have occupied the upper planetary system. Purport. According to the Vedic description of the planetary system, all the planets move from east to west. The sun, the moon, the five other planets such as Mars and Jupiter orbit one above another. Vamandev, however, expanding his body and extending his steps, occupied the entire planetary system. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayavacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Rounityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to come and serve you by speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm really honored to be here and also a bit nervous and scared being in front of so many senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, Kulangana Mataji and Kanhaiya Prabhu and so many others. So please forgive me if I speak anything which is out of order. Please correct me. Okay, so I've been asked to speak on three verses. The previous two don't have a purport. What I thought I would do is speak about these three verses in relation to the commentaries of some of our previous acharyas. And I've picked up the commentaries of Srila Sridhar Swami, who is the original commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who is none other than Rupa Goswami, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is actually Radha Gokulananda is his dear deities. So very, very special to be here in Radha Gokulananda. And then Veer Raghavacharya was an acharya of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, and Srila Prabhupada mentions him many, many times in Srimad Bhagavatam purports. Also Vijayadvaja was another acharya who was from Madhva Sampradaya, and Jiva Goswami in his Satsandarbhas glorifies Vijayadvaja extensively. So we will go through some of the important points given by these acharyas and of course Srila Jiva Goswami. And then we will discuss a few, we'll have a few discussions based on other finer aspects which Srila Prabhupada points out in all his wonderful purports. So these acharyas generally have given us so much information so that we can understand and appreciate and know Krishna truly. As Krishna says, dharma samsthapanarthaya, he appears to establish religion So what religion is that? That is Bhagavad Dharma. To establish the religion of Bhagavat. How to serve Bhagavan. And the acharyas follow in their in his orders, and they also establish the same. And we are indebted to Srila Prabhupada for giving us in his wonderful purports, Bhaktivedanta purports, the cream of all the commentaries exist. So there is nothing there that is missing in Prabhupada's purports and Prabhupada's books in general. And by going through these commentaries of these acharyas, we simply appreciate Srila Prabhupada's purports more. So that is my intention in going through these, some of these commentaries. So verse number 29 says, Padani Trini Dattani. You have given me Padani, steps, Trini, three, Dattani you have given. So Bali Maharaj has given him three steps. Bhume Maiham Tvaya Asura. He Asura. So it's interesting that Vamandev is referring to Bali Maharaj as, O great Asura. And we will see why some commentators mention why that is the case. Bhumer Maiham Tvaya means you have given me the land of three steps and Dvabhyam in two steps, Kranta I have crossed, Mahi Sarva. The entire land. This is 2 verses previous to this. So this is 29. It's not here. Tritiyam upakalpaya. Tritiyam, the third step. Upakalpaya. Think about it. What you will do. You have offered. You said you will offer. Three steps. First step, I occupied on land. Second step, I have occupied on the Swarloka. Now, what do you do with the third step? Think about it. Upakalpaya. So the Acharya's comment, first of all, Padani Trini Dattani. You have offered three steps. So Vishwanchakravi Thakur says, Dasyami iti Pratishrutani. Pratishrutani, you have given me a vow that you will give me, Dasyami, you will give me three steps. And by saying this, the Lord is reminding him of his vow. He is reminding Bali Maharaj, just in case you are going to change your mind. Yeah, you already told me, you will give me three steps. And Bhumer Maiham Tvaya Asura. So, some of the Acharya's comment, Asura is mentioned as Dushta Jati Vishesha. Dushta Jati means the lower species. So Bali Maharaj is reminded here, there are two aspects to referring to Bali Maharaj as Asura. One is that Bali, you are Asura. You are born in the family of the great demons like Prahlad Virochana, your father, Prahlad, your grandfather, your great-grandfather Hiranyakashipu and his brother Hiranyaksha. You are born in this great Asura family. However, this is a special Asura family. Because although born in Asura, with Asura tendencies, you have shown your devotion to me. So don't fall back on your words. This is one aspect. Dushta Jati Vishesha. And the other aspect is that you are an Asura after all. Asura means Asushu Ramate Iti Asuraha. One who enjoys ramate, asushu, in fighting, in deceiving, in throwing weapons, and in not following one's words. So if you want, you can turn back and say, well, I said I will give you three steps, but I changed my mind. So the acharyas take two positions. By referring asura, the Lord is giving him a chance to ascertain his motivation. And Vishwanathakavi Thakur says, when it says, Dvabhyam Kranta Mahi Sarva, I have in two steps taken up the entire land, Mahi. Vishwanathakavi Thakur clarifies, by Mahi, it means everything that you possess. I've not left anything. I've taken everything you possess. And Tritiyam Upakalpaya. So all the acharyas, they say, for the third step, Upakalpaya. Literally, Upakalpaya means prepare for it. No, prepare for the third step. Prepare what? Think where I would put the third step. And Srila Prabhupada's word for word translation is also very, very sweet. He says, Upakalpaya, now find the means of where I put the third step. And the next verse clarifies how much portion has Vamandev captured through his two steps. And the way it is clarified is by mentioning what Bali Maharaj, what was the range of Bali Maharaj's possession. So the next verse goes, Yavat Tapati Asau Gobhir. Now, Jiva Goswami only bothers to comment on this verse, and he says, Asau means Surya. Yavat Tapati, as far as the heat goes of the sun, Gobhihi, the rays and the heat goes of the sun, Yavat Induhu Sahodubihi. As long as Indu means moon and Saha Udubihi means the nakshatras. As long as the nakshatras and moon shine, as far as they can shine. And Yavad Varshati Parjanyaha. Parjanyaha means rain. Yavad Varshati means as far as the rain goes. So you can imagine, as far as the sun shines, even according to modern astronomical calculations, the sun shines 93 million miles. The shine of the sun. So you can imagine how far Bali Maharaj's kingdom was. And this is modern calculation. Of course, 125,000 yojanas is what the Lokalok mountain radius is, which is what is mentioned in 5th canto. So that's what Bali Maharaj's realm was, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And we'll see on the comment on this verse, he'll mention that. And Tavati Bhur Iyam Tava. How far is your expense? Tavati, as far as the heat of the sun goes, the light of the sun goes, as far as the moon and the nakshatras are visible, and as far as the rain goes, that is your realm. And the next verse, which has quite a few commentaries, and we can appreciate that Srila Prabhupada also only comments on the third verse, which is exactly in line with what all the other acharyas have done. So in this, Veer Raghavacharya says that when Bali Maharaj is saying that I have captured all your land, Veer Raghavacharya clarifies, Bali Maharaj did not even leave a single speck. Veer Raghavacharya uses the word parichedya, which means Vamandev expanded his body in such a way, and it's hard to imagine, but he expanded his body tall and broad in such a way that not even one spot of the universe was remaining. It was all occupied by him. And he said, everything, everywhere my body touches, all that is mine. And it's hard to imagine how his body expanded that way. So, then, the next verse, which is this verse, says, Padaikena maya krantaha. Pada ekena, just by one step. Now he's clarifying. So, Vamandev is again clarifying the position. And he's also taunting him. And we'll see how the acharyas mention, especially Vijayadvaja from Madhva Sampradaya, he mentions very interestingly how there is a taunt by Vamandev in this verse. So, Pada ekena maya krantaha. Just by one step, Pada ekena maya, by me, krantaha or akrantaha. There are two versions. So, Srila Prabhupada says akrantaha, which means I have covered. By one step, I have covered bhur lokaha kham dishastano. Bhur lok means, which is Bhur Lok? Anyone knows Bhur? Yes. Bhu, Bhuvar and Swara. So the earth has been covered by me. Just by one step. And Swar Lokaste Dvitiyena, by the second, Dvitiya. By the second, I have covered the Swar Lok. So we have this beautiful painting of Vamandev where he expands, he stands on land, he's expanding his other feet to Swar Lok. And Pashyataha Te Swam Atmana. Now two beautiful commentaries, one from Vijayadvaja, another from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which is made on this verse. The first commentary is, it says, Pashyataha Te Swam Atmana. Now, Swam Atmana literally means, Swam means self, Atmana by me. So, all that you possess, Sarvam, Swam means, Sridhar Swami, the commentator says, Swam means Sarvasvam. Everything that you possess. Jiva Goswami and all the commentators, they follow that. And Srila Prabhupada also follows that. Sarvasvam Atmana. Atmana means by me. Now if you read the Sanskrit, there are two things here. Maya Atmana. By myself. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur clarifies, why does the Lord say, by myself I have covered in two steps everything that you possess. What's the reason? Why would you say maya, which means by me? And then again you would say atmana. In this verse you see maya on the first line and the last line says atmana at the end. Both actually mean the same thing. Atmana means by me and maya also means by me. Yes, Prabhu. There's no difference between Krishna and his body. Very good. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, when by maya he said, it means that he as Vamana, but when he expanded, he became Trivikrama. Trivikrama means, three means three, Vikrama means conquered. Conquered in three steps. Yeah, the conqueror in three steps. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the form of Trivikram is the same as me. If you are thinking, Bali, that this is my maya or something, you know, illusionary, it is not. It is me, my very self. So, maya atmana, by my very self, as Trivikrama, I have conquered all your possessions. And Vijayadvaja says very wonderfully, he says, Pashyataha te swam atmana. Pashyataha. And Srila Prabhupada also says in the word for word, Pashyataha, while seeing. Vijayadvaja takes a little different direction. He says, having seen in front of your eyes that I have taken everything, come on, do something. Fight with me. Oppose me. Stop me. You see, if somebody takes something from us when we are away, if we are away on a holiday and there's a burglary at home, it's shocking, but it's done. It's happened. But imagine we are there and somebody is, you know, at gunpoint, or somehow, you know, they're robbing us completely. And imagine they take everything that we possess. Our house, everything, you know. This really is instigating. And Bali is Asura. He's already referred to as Asura. Asushu Ramate Bali. You are supposed to be happy with fighting. So come on. So Vijayadvaja Madhvacharya Sampradaya, he takes this position. He says, the Lord is instigating him. The Lord is saying, come on, do something. Kick me, hit me, push me back, stop me. But Bali Maharaj, not interested. Why? Because he understands this is the same Supreme Lord who was, who gave his mercy to my grandfather, my father, my great-grandfather. So, these are the commentaries. Now, there is one more piece which is in Srila Prabhupada's commentary, which we will discuss in the purport. According to the Vedic description of the planetary system, all planets move from east to west. I think modern astronomy doesn't disagree with that. The sun, the moon, and the five other planets such as Mars and Jupiter orbit one above another, which also according to modern astronomy is acceptable. Vamandev, however, expanding his body and extending his steps, occupied the entire planetary system. So what is referred to here and is mentioned by Vishwachakri Thakur in his commentary very wonderfully, so that is Sararth Darshini. He says, Padaikena maya kranta iti purvato loka lokaha ekena eva pada maya krantaha iti arthaha. So, purvato loka lokaha ekena eva pada maya kranta. From east, purvataha. See, you see, we can appreciate how Prabhupada is directly following Vishwachakri Thakur here. So, Vishwachakri Thakur says, the Lord started his first step from the east towards the west direction. And up to what point? Purvato loka lokaha ekeneva. In one step, he reached loka lok. So, we have to go back to the fifth canto, the Bhagavatam cosmography, to understand. Does everyone know Loka Loka mountain? In the Vedic planetarium in Mayapur, they are doing a beautiful... I was there in Mayapur a couple of months ago, and they were doing a demo. And I think it's on their website as well, where you can see how the Vedic cosmology is. So just very quickly, Loka Loka mountain. First of all, Loka Aloka. Loka means Lokyate iti Lokaha. Everything that is seen is called Loka. So this is Bhuloka, because we see everything here. Yeah? This, all the living entities, they see. Another meaning of Loka is light. So where light reaches, that is Loka. And Alokaha means where light does not reach. So Loka Loka mountain, and I'll give you a like a 1 minute, I'll try to give you a 1 minute description of the cosmology. You have the Mount Meru in the center, yeah? And you have seven concentric circles of different types of fluids, with the outermost circle being the fluid of sweet water. And in this fluid, on various planes, are the different planets, the highest planet being Dhruvaloka. Of course, Brahmaloka is also there above that. So all these material planets are floating there. And the sun reaches up to the farthest, so you can imagine the farthest concentric circle, which is the sweet water circle. Surrounding that, just you can imagine like a cup, surrounding that is the Loka Loka Parvata. Loka and Aloka. Why is it called Loka Loka? Literally, it means that which stops Lok from Aloka. Lok means that where the sun's light reaches, and Aloka means beyond that, there is no sunlight. So the sunlight is restricted by that cup-shaped mountain surrounding all these seven concentric circles. And that mountain is made of golden color. It's actually probably made of gold, Hiranya. And because it's gold, the sun rays reflect back. And in fact, if we go through fifth canto cosmology, and it's very, very interesting and very technical as well. But for example, Veer Raghavacharya says, which is, and that commentary is followed by Vishwanath and Jiva Goswami. He says that there is not one earth planet. There are two earth planets even within this universe. One is the reflection which you see from Loka Loka, and that reflection is much more larger. And so in the Bhagavatam, the measurement of the earth planet is twofold. One is the current earth planet that we are on, and the other is the reflected. So you can imagine on a convex shape, when there is a reflection, the image will be much bigger. Yeah. So these kind of wonderful descriptions are there. So Loka Lok mountain is also mentioned in the 10th canto. I'm just thinking now. It's mentioned in the 10th canto. Probably it is chapter 89 or 90. Where after Ugrasen Maharaj is ruling Mathura, Arjuna and Krishna visit Mathura. And there was a family of Brahmanas where the Brahmana Patni is trying to procreate, trying to give birth. Yeah. And the Brahmana Patni, she is unable to deliver children because as soon as the children are delivered, they die. So the Brahmana comes to King Ugrasena and says, because of your bad karma, in your kingdom, the children of Brahmana are dying. So just imagine the situation in those days where the king was blamed for, or rather responsible for, the entire population. So, of course, this happens 9 times. And when it happens on the 9th occasion, the Brahman comes and tells Ugrasena, Arjuna and Krishna both are there in the court. And Brahman comes and says, it's because of you, O king, that my children are dying. At that point in time, Arjuna steps forward and says, okay, I take a vow that if I am unable to protect your children, I will give up my life. I'm absolutely certain I can protect your children. So Arjuna himself, out of his own, believing in his own self, his own ability, he says, oh, I will be able to protect your children. And as a result, what he does is he forms a bed of arrows, like an umbrella of arrows, covering the place where the Brahmani, the wife of the Brahmana, is going to give birth. And the wife of Brahmana gives birth to the 10th child. As soon as the child is born, he then disappears. Arjuna becomes really upset. How could this happen? How could somebody just, bypass my shield of arrows? And Arjuna then follows and goes to Yamaloka, to Yamaraj. And having gone to Yamaloka, he asks Yamaraj, where is this child? And Yamaraj says, well, he never came to me. He must have gone beyond the, Yamapuri. And so Arjuna wants to go ahead beyond Yamaloka. And Krishna accompanies him. And when Krishna accompanies him, he goes beyond Yamalok to the final point of the material universe. The final walls of the material universe is Loka-Loka. Actually, even according to modern astronomy, beyond the the Milky Way or the current universal limits, there is matter which is called as black matter. It's black. Radha Gokulan Bhagwan ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Nitai Gauranga ki jai. So, that is the outer boundary. And when Arjuna and Krishna reach Loka Loka mountain, then Arjuna is asking Krishna, well, where is this child of the Brahman? Where is he gone? We've searched everywhere, we can't find anywhere. So Krishna says he's beyond this. He's beyond this point of Loka Loka. So Krishna and Arjuna go beyond. And there's one very interesting thing mentioned in the 10th canto there. That when they go beyond, they can't see anything. Well, especially Arjuna can't see anything. Krishna, of course, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is able to, And so, to facilitate Arjuna to go forward, Lord Krishna asks his Sudarshan Chakra to shed some light. So with his Sudarshan Chakra, the Lord gives the light, uses it as a torch. This is the only place we find Sudarshan Chakra being used as a torch. As a torch light. And using that, they reach the outer boundaries of the Shir Sagar. The Milky Ocean. And then they reach Lord Mahavishnu. And there Mahavishnu says, and then Arjuna understands that, when Mahavishnu pays obeisances to Krishna, he understands that Lord Krishna is the Supreme. And Lord Krishna then says, just because you said you were able to, you still had this feeling that you, out of your own ability, would be able to save these children. And Arjuna says, yes, without you, there is no ability. And then they find the sun there. and they bring him back. So anyway, this is the only mention of, interesting mention of this Lokaloka mountain. So when Prabhupada says in the commentary that the sun, the moon and the fire, the planets such as Mars and Jupiter orbit above one another, and Prabhupada says all the planets move from east to west, what Prabhupada is mentioning is the outer limits of Lokaloka complete. And that was the realm of Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj ruled everything up to the outer limit of Lokaloka mountain. Okay, so there isn't any more commentary from the Acharyas, because these three verses, very limited commentaries have been provided. However, I had a few other things that I could perhaps discuss. And so I think we have about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So we would, what I would like to do is just refer to the names of the Lord. There are three names that are prominent, and these names appear in the Vishnu Sahasranam as well. The name Upendra, the name Trivikrama, and of course the name Bali. So very quickly, Vamana as well. So four names. We may not be able to do Bali, but we'll do Vamana, Upendra and Trivikrama. So anyone would like to say anything about Upendra, what Upendra means? Younger brother of Indra. Any other? That's correct, absolutely. Huh? Near to Indra, yes. Close to Indra. So if one refers to Amarkosha dictionary, which Srila Prabhupada refers to millions of times in his purports, Amarkosha dictionary is one of the ancient dictionaries of Sanskrit. The ancient commentators, Kshir Swami and others, they say Upendra means Upagataha, Indram Upagataha, which means one who assisted Indra. Why? Why did he do that? Anujatvat, because he was Anuja. Anuja means born after. Ja means to be born, Anu means after. Because he was born after Indra, that's why he assisted Indra, Upagataha. That is why he is called Upendra, Upendra. So Upendra is he who is born after Indra, as a younger brother of Indra, and who assisted Indra. So both the meanings are correct. Now, we all know that Aditi, the Devi, she was very upset after Bali Maharaj acquired all the heavenly planets and drove out the demigods. So she prayed and she did the 12 days payovrata, milk fast. And after that was born Upendra from her, Vamandev. But the Acharyas give another wonderful commentary. They say, Indrasya Upari. Upari means, in English there is a word, upper. It comes from Sanskrit, originates from Sanskrit, Upari. So upper means above. Indrasya Upari Indraha. He is Indra above Indra. The Lord of Indra. Indrasya Upari Indraha Iti Upendraha. This is the beautiful commentary, the Acharyas, they say. That is why he is called Upendra, because he is above Indra, Upari Indraha. And as we know, Lord Krishna, he crushed the pride of Indra, the lifting of Govardhan Hill. And there are many other pastimes. So that is the meaning of Upendra. And Vamana, Vamana, anyone wants to say what Vamana means? Huh? Dwarf? Yes, dwarf is literal, correct? So, very interesting, Vamana, the word Vamana comes from the root vam, from which the English word vomit originates. So very puzzling. You know, we have the word vomit in English. In Sanskrit, if you say he's vomiting, you'll say sah vamanam karoti. Sah vamanam karoti. Vamanam is vomiting. He's vomiting. So vama, vomit. So vama udgirna, Panini says in his dhatu part. Udgirana means vomiting, expelling out. So the acharyas explain, vamayati, tyajayati. Tyajayati means to cause to give up. Balim madam. He who causes Bali to give up his madness or his pride. Vamayati, tyajayati, balim madam, iti vamanaha. Because he causes the pride of Bali Maharaj to be crushed, he is known as Vamana. And, you know, there is a verse, beautiful verse, that says, Vipralabdho dadami iti tvayaham chadhyamanina tadvyalika phalam bhungsva nirayam katichit sama. So Vamandev is saying, the reason why you have to go to hell, niraya, is because number one, you did not fulfill your promise. You are not able to give me 3 pieces of land. As a third piece, you are offering your head. You promised to give land, not your head. So where is the third piece of land? Bhumi. You can't give me. So because you have lied to a brahmana and you have not fulfilled your promise, you have to go to hell. Niraya. And second reason is because adhya manina. Adhya means opulence. Manina means full of Adhya manina literally means one who is very proud of one's opulence. You are very proud. You have become very proud that you have achieved and you have conquered all the 3 worlds. And because of your pride, you deserve to go to hell. So imagine how much pride we have in every little endeavor that we do. And every little activity that we do. So destination is hell, according to Vamandev. So what is the real adhya? So Uddhava asks Lord Krishna, I think it is 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. So guna adhya hi adhya uchyate. Lord Krishna is giving definition of adhya, opulence. What is definition of opulence? True opulence. Gunadhyaha, hi adhyaha uchyate. Lord Krishna's words. Like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in 11th canto, Krishna is saying, guna adhya. Guna means quality. Transcendental quality. Possessing transcendental quality is the only real opulence. So the only real opulence we can work towards, or we should be wanting to possess, the real opulence, is the 26 qualities that a Vaishnava has. These 26 qualities were described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Madhya Leela it is mentioned at the Dashashwamedh Ghat in Varanasi to Sanatana Goswami. 26 qualities of Vaishnava. And that is the real opulence. Every other opulence that we see is not considered to be opulence by the Lord. Gunadhya hi adhya iti uchyate. The Lord himself is defining what is true opulence. The second definition of Vamana is Vamo asya asti. Vamaha means beauty. Asya means whose? Asti. Who possesses? He who possesses beauty. And when Vamandev entered the Yajnashala of Bali Maharaj, there is a beautiful verse which says, Yajmanaha pramudito. Yajman Bali pramudito. He became completely stunned. Who is this beautiful boy? Who is this wonderful boy? Darshaniyam manoramam. His mind started dancing. Bali Maharaj's. Darshaniyam, simply by having the darshan of this boy. Rupanu rupa vayavam. Rupanu rupa vayavam. His form was beautiful in every aspect. So Vamandev, although he was a dwarf, He was beautiful in every aspect. His eyes were beautiful, his nose was beautiful, his mouth was beautiful. That is mentioned in this verse. And tasma asanam aharat. And therefore, because he was so beautiful, so although Bali Maharaj was performing this ceremony, 100 Ashwamedhi Yajnas, and in between he did not want any interruption, you suddenly have this dwarf, little boy, entering the Yajnashala. Now, as a standard norm, you would just say, hey, go out. However, the Lord was so beautiful. He used his beauty to attract. He used his beauty to attract. And the Lord attracts through his beauty. Krishna also means all attractive because he's so beautiful. Mohini Murthy also is all attractive. So she, in fact, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the very first commentary of the very first verse, he compares Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, to Mohini Murthy. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, just like Mohini Murthy attracted the asuras as well as the suras. Similarly, there are many asuras in Kali Yuga who are attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam and who will comment on Srimad Bhagavatam. But Mohini Murthy attracts even asuras. So even they are attracted. Even though they are envious of the Lord, they still read Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the Lord attracted Vamaha. Vamaha means he who attracts. Actually, this word Vamaha comes from the root ven. Van or ven. And van, from the same root comes the English word or the Latin word Venus, which means to love or to like. And Vama means beautiful, means love or like. And Vama also means that which everyone likes. What does everyone like? Desires. We like to fulfill our desires. So what we love is what we desire. Or rather, what we desire is what we love. So Vama also means desires. So the third definition given by the Acharyas of Vamana is Sarvani Vamani, all one's desires, Nayati, he who fulfills. That is Vamana. Sarvani Vamani Nayati iti Vamana. And in Chandogya Upanishad there is a verse, Eshaha, this Supreme Lord. In Upanishads you don't have a direct mention of the Lord. It's all an indirect mention. So Eshaha Vamani Sarvani Nayati. This Supreme Lord, whoever that is, because Chandogya Upanishad is indirect, this Supreme Lord, he fulfills everyone's desires. So Vamandev, when we say the word Vamana, it means three things. Of course, it means dwarf, as a beautiful dwarf. It also means he who fulfills everyone's desires. And it also means he who, through his taking away the three steps of land, he who crushed the pride of Bali Maharaj. So, Vamayati Tyajayati Adhyam Balim. So this is Vamandev. And Bali, Trivikrama means he is one over three steps. And Bali, and this is the last thing I'll mention, Bali Maharaj is mentioned in by Radharani in the Brahmara Gita in the 10th canto. And Radharani mentions Balim api, Bali. So Bali Maharaj, he offered himself as Bali. Bali means offering. He offered himself as an offering. Bali Maharaj offered himself as an offering. Balim api, Bali. Still, what did you do, Krishna? Aveshtayat. You bound him up. Like Dvangshavat. Like a crow. So Krishna, you are somebody who is, you know, chopping off a nose of a woman just because you are attached to another woman, like in your role as Ramachandra. You are killing, although being a Kshatriya, you are killing the king of the monkeys, Vali, from behind the bushes, like a hunter, although you should fight with him like Kshatriya, again in Rama Avatar. And similarly for Bali Maharaj, he gave you everything. Balim api balim. Bali offered himself as Bali. So Bali literally means offering. Although he offered himself as Bali, what did you do? You bound him up like a crow. So Radharani says, to such Krishna, I want to forget him completely. But it is such a difficulty, it's impossible to forget him. This is in Brahma Gita in 10th canto. So we understand Balim literally means offering, because Bali Maharaj offered his very self as an offering. So there are many more wonderful things, but I think we will stop here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.